You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here today. There's a lot to discuss with Tennessee's basketball team coming off a disappointing loss on Saturday to LSU. It's a game that Tennessee absolutely could have won. Maybe should have won, but it didn't, and Tennessee now has to move on and get ready for an important game and an important week coming up. Tennessee will play at Ole Miss, and they get ready to come back home for Kentucky on Saturday. The Ole Miss game will be Wednesday night in Oxford, Mississippi. So Tennessee getting ready for an important week because the Vols all of a sudden have lost two of their last three, and there are some questions at least about what's going on with Tennessee's basketball team. I'll do my best to hit on that during today's show. In segment number one, you'll hear Rick Barnes talk about the end of that game against LSU on Saturday. Did Tennessee get the shot that it wanted? What did Rick Barnes want to happen late in that possession that ended up allowing LSU to get the ball and then get two free throws to win the game? So that's coming up in segment number one. In segment number two of today's show, you know, the SEC has grown. Rick Barnes talks about where Tennessee's team is. It, of course, will try to move forward with this and wrapping everything up to look forward with where Tennessee is because Tennessee only has three losses. Is it time to panic? I'll go ahead and tell you no, but I'll explain why coming up as well. It's all right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. Remember, it's available pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. Apple, Google, Spotify, the third-party apps. And when you get in your car, if you tell your phone to play podcast Locked On Vols, it'll fire right up for you. So Tennessee fell on Saturday 82-80 to LSU. It's a game that could have gone either way. If Lamonte Turner hits a three-pointer at the end of regulation, we're talking about Tennessee gutting out a win where it didn't play its best basketball and it made some mistakes late. Instead, Turner's three misses. LSU gets the rebound. Smart, who stepped in for Tremont Waters, who was out on Saturday, did not play due to an undisclosed illness, according to the school. And Javonte Smart steps in there and scores 29 points, hits the game-winning free throws for LSU to get out of there 82-80. If you had told me that Tremont Waters was not going to play and Naz Reid was not going to hit a field goal, that he was going to play 28 minutes, score only 1 point, and miss most of the first half because of foul trouble, I would have said no way. I would have said there's no way the game goes to overtime with that being the case. But that's how it played out. Because Smart scored 29 points and Skylar Bays for LSU was able to score 23 points playing all 45 minutes for LSU, Smart and Mays played 89 of the 90 minutes that they could have played in that game. That's remarkable. So Tennessee has another loss, and Tennessee now is in a three-way tie in first place in the SEC with LSU and Kentucky, and currently Tennessee has lost the tiebreaker against both of those teams. The Vols get another shot against Kentucky. Before we get into all of that, though, what about the shot that Lamonte Turner took? He took a shot with a little more than 4 seconds left on the clock. Because he took that shot so early with time remaining, it allowed LSU to get the rebound. Grant Williams runs into Javonte Smart. They call a foul with 0.6 seconds left on the clock. And you know the story there. Smart goes to the free throw line, hits two free throws. Grant actually got a really good shot at the end, considering the spot that the Vols were in. It, of course, was no good. But Rick Barnes, after the game, was asked about the Lamonte Turner shot and what happened with Grant Williams being called for a foul. This is what Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes said Saturday after the game.
I think we have a really bad rule in college basketball where coaches can't call timeouts in that situation because the players are so locked into trying to play. And they shouldn't have to come down, as much as you talk about it, they shouldn't have to come down the floor looking at me and seeing if I want a timeout, which we talked about having a timeout. And coaches should be allowed to call timeout. I mean, that's what we get paid to do to coach our team. And I don't believe we should get a when there's a scrum on the floor, obviously we shouldn't be allowed to call timeout. But that's a perfect situation where you want your players to come down the floor ready to play. And if we see something we don't like, we should be the ones to call timeout. You know, we had on what we wanted to do there. But Lamonte just, I think from the time he got the ball, I think he had made up his mind he was going to stop and pull up and shoot it, which really is not a good decision. But at that point in time, he's not thinking about looking at me. He's worrying about protecting the ball. Everybody's looking and thinking, where should we be going? But And then Grant obviously just trying to make a play to rebound, and I guess they collided. I didn't really see it, but I guess that's what happened.
And, of course, that foul on Grant Williams has gotten a lot of attention. Should it have been called? That seems to be the question. There is no question whether Grant Williams fouled him or not. He fouled smart. He ran into him. And actually, if you watch the play, Grant kind of flies back. It looks like he's trying to sell a charge call. And I'll get to the officiating because that's being talked about as well. For now, a foul was called and Smart goes to the free throw line. Again, there is no question whether a foul occurred. The question seems to be, should a foul have been called that far from the basket? I do think it's unfortunate that that's how the game ends. A game that was that close, a game that went to overtime, that it comes down to free throws because of a mistake that was made that far down the court. But I would also say the mistake was made there, and Grant Williams can't commit a foul there. He can't. And I know that he's going for the basketball. At least it appears that that's the case. And I'm sure he didn't intend to foul the player. Obviously, it wasn't an intentional foul, but it did happen. And if it's on the other side, fans would probably be saying, hey, our guy got hit. Why didn't you call a foul there if the whistle's not blown? So it's really an unfortunate way that the game ends. I will state again, if Lamonte's three hits or they don't call a foul there and Tennessee wins in a second overtime period, then the conversation is different. So the conversation about where Tennessee is right now as a team and how it's playing needs to be separate probably from just the outcome. The outcome's unfortunate for Tennessee because, as I mentioned, the Vols are without tiebreakers head-to-head against Kentucky or LSU. They can get one back against Kentucky Saturday, but it's a tough spot. Tennessee also had plenty of chances to win that game. With several minutes to go, Tennessee had a 9-point lead. Remember when Tennessee got two offensive boards on a possession where it had a 7-point lead? To not win a game like that when it does have an advantage on the glass, LSU doesn't have its best player, its second best player scores 1 point in 45 minutes, and Tennessee loses the game, again, I would have never expected that that was really even possible. But that's how it played out. Rick Barnes was asked if it was concerning to him that his team had that 9-point lead in the second half, but gave it up and ended up losing to a younger basketball team.
We got beat off the dribble, and we messed up a few ball screen coverages where we didn't execute there. But again, they're going to make a run. I mean, I don't think there's any question. Yeah, would we do that? But I also think that through that stretch, where you can't close the game out, I think that's where Grant had a charge foul. You can't turn the ball over, and you can't not have good shots at that point in time in the game. And then on the other end, you can't let guys just get the ball all the way to the rim. You can't allow that. So give them credit for getting it to the rim. And again, we have to look at ourselves and know that you can't turn it over at that point in time.
So no excuses from Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes. He's not happy with some of the mistakes that his team made, and it was veterans making some of those mistakes for the Vols. I mean, that's who's playing for Tennessee, guys that have a lot of experience. And I think that's probably the most frustrating thing to Rick Barnes. It also is very fixable for Tennessee's basketball team, and there's plenty of time for that to get fixed for Tennessee to still be able to hit its goals. But it is an important time, and it's a big week coming up for Tennessee to try to work on that. Coming up here on Locked On Vols, officiating is a topic coming out of Saturday's game. I'll get to that and why there are other issues to pay attention to, I would say more so than officiating, coming out of the weekend. That's coming up next on Locked On Vols, your team every day. And today it's presented by LearningRx Knoxville, which can be a great help to people of all ages. If you have a child in your life who is struggling with reading, with memory issues, if they have issues with attention, paying attention, LearningRx can help. LearningRx has one-on-one brain training where they sit down and they figure out with a cognitive assessment what the issues are, why they might be there in place, and how they can help, how they can strengthen those cognitive skills to correct the issue. If you go to learningrx.com/Knoxville, you can see who they've helped, how many different people with different kinds of issues LearningRx has been able to help through the one-on-one brain training. And you can see the difference training versus tutoring can make. If you have someone in your life who needs help with reading, studying, memory issues, whatever the case might be, check out LearningRx. Give them a call. Schedule a cognitive assessment at 865-246-6326. 865-246-6326. LearningRx is proud of the work that they're doing, and they should be. It's LearningRx, Knoxville. A big part of the conversation coming out of the Tennessee-LSU game on Saturday was the officiating. I know a lot of Tennessee fans were upset, not only with the final call, the call that went against Grant Williams, and that's going to continue to be debated. And that's one where, again, you probably just, it's what opinion you have. Should something be called in that spot? Because there is no question whether a foul occurred. But throughout the game, were the officials one-sided? Were they fair? And then on Sunday afternoon, it comes out that there's a photo of Anthony Jordan, who was one of the three officials in the game, with an LSU Tigers, Go Tigers shirt on his Facebook profile from several years ago. And that is a bad look, no doubt. I don't think anybody can look at that and say, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that or suspicious. And Anthony Jordan referees games across the country. It's not just SEC basketball games. That's a lot of what he does. And he appears to be based out of Louisiana. So the SEC needs to look into that, and I'm not sure that he should be calling LSU games. But there's also, when that photo came out, it was screenshotted from his Facebook profile and I think has since been taken down. So then a post pops up on different message boards with stats from the game saying Anthony Jordan called all five fouls on Kyle Alexander. Well, that's not true because he only had two fouls in the game. Another stat in there was that he called three of the four fouls on Admiral Schofield. I went back and looked. That's not true. He was not the one that was in position to make the call at the end of the first half when there probably should have been a block call on an LSU defender when Jordan Bone had the basketball. That wasn't Jordan's call. He was on the other end of the court. He wouldn't have seen the play. So I think part of the problem is now we're going to run into information that's just not accurate, and that can get us off sight from what is the conversation. Was the officiating one-sided? I don't think that it was. I don't think watching the game that the officiating was one-sided against Tennessee. I thought the officiating was bad. The monitor reviews are a problem, I think, in college basketball. And I've thought that for a while. Now, I don't know that I get as upset about it as Dickie V clearly was during the broadcast where he's begging for them to just play basketball. But I was thinking, just play basketball. When they went to look at the monitor on Admiral Schofield's block call, one, it was a block. Two, he was in the restricted area pretty clearly. So the amount of time that they took to stop and watch the replay was unnecessary. When they stopped to look, and they end up adding a tenth of a second on from 8.5 to 8.6 seconds. To me, that gets in the way of the game. And I don't know that it is, but the monitor review appears to be a crutch sometimes for the officials. So that, I think, is a big part of the conversation coming out of the weekend. But at the end of the game, when that foul is called on Grant Williams, maybe it should have, maybe it shouldn't have been called. A foul occurred. It's really a matter of, do you call it in that moment? At the end of regulation, when LSU goes up to take a three, Grant Williams clearly hits the shooter in the head. It should have been three free throws for LSU. If that foul is called there, there most likely is no overtime because LSU would have hit at least one or two free throws and probably would have won the game right there. So if the officials were trying to help LSU, then a foul would have been called when Grant Williams hit the shooter in the head. You know why a foul wasn't called? Because he missed the call. And that happens on both sides. It doesn't make you feel any better if you're a Tennessee fan. But I think the bigger focus for Tennessee should be what the Vols didn't do. The Vols did not make good plays down the stretch. The Vols did not have good composure in that game. And Tennessee did not shoot well enough. The officiating had nothing to do with Lamonte Turner shooting 1-for-7 behind the three-point line. The officiating had nothing to do with Jordan Bowden scoring only 4 points in 24 minutes of action. Or Grant Williams scoring 18 points, which is pretty good, but on 5-of-14 shooting from the field. So if Tennessee hits a few more shots, if Tennessee takes a little bit better care of the basketball, if Tennessee's able to defend better, I am quite confident the officiating had nothing to do with Tennessee's inability to stop penetration and to deal with ball screens. And by the way, when LSU is able to penetrate and get to the basket, you know what it's likely to do? Draw a foul. So Rick Barnes and his coaching staff, I can assure you, are not going to be focused on the officiating, what happened in the game. They're going to be focused on Tennessee trying to improve on a number of the issues that are there. And by the way, there is plenty of time to work on those issues. But I think that's a lot of what Rick Barnes and his coaching staff are working on right now, because Tennessee has a game against Ole Miss, a game against Kentucky this week, which is going to be really important. And then next week, Mississippi State and Auburn are going to be two tough opponents to close out SEC play. And there will be some games where Tennessee gets some calls and has a free throw advantage. And another thing that should be a little bit frustrating is that in these past few games, Kentucky and LSU stand out. They're the two losses. With the ability to be a little more physical, Tennessee should have taken advantage, and it didn't. So I understand completely the frustration with officials. And in general, officiating in college basketball can be very frustrating for me. And the replay thing is, to me, the biggest gripe right now. But I don't think that's why Tennessee lost the basketball game to LSU. I think Tennessee lost the basketball game because it didn't do enough on its own side. It didn't stop Javonte Smart, and LSU took advantage of it. And Tennessee's players are also mature enough and experienced enough to recognize all this. This is what Admiral Schofield said after the game on Saturday. He was the Vol Network player of the game. Yeah, it's a shame. Tennessee kind of wasted a really good performance by Admiral Schofield. He scored 27 points. I thought he might be on his way to 30 in the game there in the middle of the second half. But this is what he had to say about his performance, Tennessee trying to overcome some of its struggles and bounce back from what was a tough loss on the road.
Been in a, you know, a little funk as far as, you know, just playing the game. I had to get back to being who I am as far as just intensity on the defensive end, on the glass. And, you know, I just got to be more consistent with that. But it wasn't enough to carry us tonight. We got to have a collective buy-in. And tonight we just weren't locked in certain aspects. But, you know, we still fought, which is big time. And, you know, we just didn't find a way to win tonight.
And I think Tennessee will be fine and will find a way to win in its next game. On the Sports Source TV show on Sunday, at the end of the show, John Pennington had us predict what will happen this week. Will Tennessee go 0-2, 1-1, or 2-0? And I said that I think Tennessee will go 2-0. Tyler Wyatt from 3forthemoney.win had Tennessee projected as about a 6.5-point favorite at Ole Miss on Wednesday night. And I think Tennessee will probably be a slight favorite. That's me guessing. Saturday against Kentucky. You have to worry about Ole Miss first, and let's see what happens on Wednesday. But this is a week for Tennessee to take advantage of an opportunity. If Tennessee goes 2-0, the Vols are still in a really good position to win the SEC regular season title. Tennessee needs a little help on LSU's end, and LSU's schedule is more manageable, I'd say, in these next 2 weeks. LSU has the tiebreaker. Tennessee, Kentucky, and LSU are tied atop the SEC standings. It'll be an interesting couple of weeks before the SEC tournament. Coming up in the final segment of the show, where Tennessee's basketball team goes moving forward, Rick Barnes answers that question, and some notes on other Tennessee sports. That's coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. If you have time to rate and review the show, please do so. It's a big help. Thanks to everybody who has rated and reviewed on iTunes, as well as Google Play, Spotify, and remember, you can get in your car and just tell your smartphone to play podcast Locked On Vols, and it should come right up for you. It's Locked On Vols, your team every day. So what does Tennessee do from here, moving forward? That's the big thing here, and there's a lot of basketball to be played. Teams deal with losses and struggles in the month of February. It's a long season. That's what happens. What about what happens next? Rick Barnes was asked after the game on Saturday, okay, how do you use this as a positive moving forward? Here's Rick Barnes.
Now, I think we got to understand from those situations where how we've got to be able to, again, I would expect us that we're going to be in close games from here on out. And the way we execute coming down the stretch, not turning the ball over, staying within ourselves and what we need to do. And then we've got to guard the ball. There's no question about that. You've got to be able to stay in front of the basketball and not let people get to the rim. And we got to get to the free throw line more than we did tonight, and we should have, but we didn't.
I think defense is going to continue to be a big focus there. If Tennessee is able to stop Javonte Smart from driving as much and making plays, it's a different outcome on Saturday. So that will be one of several items that are a focus for Tennessee's coaching staff and the players as they get back to work and get ready for a road trip to Ole Miss on Wednesday. On tomorrow's show, you'll hear some reflection from Rick Barnes as he will have his Monday press conference. He will have had a chance to watch the film. He'll probably be asked something about officiating. Is there any kind of call to the office, the league office, about Anthony Jordan? We'll see if anything comes from that. Does the league make a statement? That's still something to watch, I think. Let's see if we learn some more information on that. Don't assume everything you see on Twitter or Facebook or whatever is correct on that situation. But there is no doubt the Facebook post, the picture with him with the T-shirt, is not a good look. No doubt about that. Before I go on the other side, the Lady Vols basketball side, it's not a good situation. Tennessee was beaten by double digits by South Carolina on Sunday. The Lady Vols are now 6-8 in SEC play, and they are in jeopardy of missing the SEC tournament. They lost on Thursday to Texas A&M and to South Carolina on Sunday. And the Lady Vols, really at this point in the regular season, they have a couple of games against bottom four teams in the league. And it's about avoiding what would be a pretty embarrassing upset. But Tennessee has some work to do to try to make the NCAA tournament. It's not a good time for the Lady Vols. And Holly Warlick doesn't really seem to have any answers. She did talk about the fight from the Lady Vols on Sunday. But Tennessee has to do more than fight. Tennessee needs to win. That's the focus right now. And Tennessee just hasn't won enough. A losing record in conference play. Tennessee has a good chance to be 8-8 to close out SEC play and maybe move up into a 7 or 8 seed spot in SEC play. That, of course, depends on what happens with other teams in the league. But it's been a bad season for the Lady Vols, and there's not that much time to turn things around. That's the focus. The Tennessee baseball team is off to a really good start. The Vols remain undefeated. They swept Indiana this past weekend. Tennessee gave up its first run of the season this weekend. We'll see what happens there. Long way to go, of course, with the season. But getting the sweep against Indiana is a solid start and a nice test for Tennessee's baseball team. It's year two with Coach Tony Vitello, and the early signs are very positive there. So with Tennessee baseball creating a little optimism, softball is going to be really good all season, and that'll be a team worth following to see what kind of championship run they might be able to go on. Tennessee baseball, a lot of work to be done in a conference that is so deep and so strong, but it's a nice start for Tony Vitello and his crew with the sweep of Indiana this past weekend. That is going to do it for Locked On Vols today. Coming up tomorrow, more Tennessee basketball talk as the Vols look to try to rebound. Get into some Tennessee football talk as well, as we have about 10 days to go. Next Thursday will be the start of spring practice. So I'll start to do some spring football previews for you all right here on Locked On Vols. Thanks to everybody who has supported the show, shared the show. If you're new to Locked On Vols, it's here 5 days a week talking about what's going on with Tennessee. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Josh Ward, and I'll see you back tomorrow on Locked On Vols.